1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by longvineauto.com.
Everyone's transportation needs are different. Everyone knows that. That's why at Longvine Auto Plaza, we're ready to help you find the right vehicle and provide you with the best customer service available. Or if you're looking for a pre-owned model, we have those too. We'll even be glad to make an offer to you on your current vehicle if you're wanting to sell it. Our award-winning service will help keep you on the road. So come see us or visit us at www.longvineauto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
KVOA News Time is 8:23. Newsmaker 2 time here this Monday morning. We're pleased to have Emporia Police Sergeant Dominic Vortherms joining us here on the KVOA Sutherland studio line.
Sergeant Vortherms, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
How are things after, especially in the office, after handling things at Battle of the Badges on Friday?
I think it's great. You know, we got to bring the trophy home, and, you know, I think the whole office is pretty pleased.
Well, you got to be pumped. You know, you win the competition, and, you know, a lot of blood was donated, so that's the bottom line, right?
Yes, we had a lot of our appointments filled, and I think our goals were met, and I was very happy with it, you know. I was very, very happy with the blood drive this year.
Outstanding. Yeah, nearly 200 usable units of blood, and then law enforcement taking back the traveling trophy. So what are you going to do next year to keep the traveling trophy in your hand?
You know, I think just maintain what we did this year. You know, I think we had a great calling for people coming out and voting for the blue team with the kisses and the hot dogs and the fruit cups. But, you know, I always want to say it's a group effort from all the agencies involved, you know, that really makes this one so special.
Well, congratulations on that. Nicely done. Emporia Police Sergeant Dominic Vortherms with us on our Newsmaker 2 segment Monday morning. It is 8:24, 74 degrees on our way to 100 today. Well, Dominic, back to school time is here in basically all the area schools this week. I know Flint Hills Tech College goes today, but we'll start here in Emporia with a jump start day on Tuesday, and then classes in earnest are underway on Thursday, so that means we need to be watching out for all kinds of things, don't we?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the big one is all of our students. You know, how many people that walk to school, our children, even our college kids. You know, our big thing, you know, make sure we're getting people stopped at the crosswalks. You know, you have responsibility to yield for those kids to, and then wait till they're across the road to safely move on.
Dominic, let's talk a little bit about what drivers need to do in these school zones. I guess we can say starting here today, even though, you know, here in Emporia we have jump start tomorrow and then the first official day of classes is Wednesday. But really, how are drivers supposed to respond once you see kids in these different school zones?
You know, one thing is, you know, they're obviously going to have to slow down because there's the speed limit is reduced before and after the schools get out. That's the big one going through them. But when those drivers see those pedestrians or the children at the crosswalks, they need to stop for those kids and let them safely cross the road before they can proceed on. And it's just, I always want to tell drivers, just take a little extra time out of your mornings. If you're going to work or you have an appointment to be at, just take a little bit more time during the school week to slow down, because it may take you a couple extra minutes to get to where you're going just because of our children coming and going from school.
Yeah, and, you know, the busy crosswalks are normally, they have a crosswalk guard there that to help the kids across, but there are some that aren't as heavily traveled that you just have to watch out for the kids and let them across the street. Something that I think has really been effective, just in my opinion, and you see these on East 12th, and those are the flashing cross lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That people can push that button and get across the street. I mean, what are your thoughts on those, Dominique? Those appear to be pretty effective.
I think they help. You know, they give the drivers a little bit of advanced warning. They can see those yellow lights flickering, knowing people are there. It seems like our children and even adults, you know, are using those, and cars are actually stopping for those a little quicker than having just to look at the intersection corners to see if anybody's waiting there. So I think they've been a plus, you know, in our traffic. Our crossing guards work, too, out in the mornings as well, but I think the push-button alerts has been really beneficial to us.
Having said that, though, are there any plans to maybe expand the use of those, or is that one of those things where it's a nice to have here, but the budget may not allow?
I don't know what the plans are for installing more of those. I think the ones we have been beneficial, but I do not know if they have plans to make more of those at this time.
Dominic, what about the pedestrians, the students themselves and their parents? What responsibilities do they have as they're walking to make sure that they are indeed safe?
You know, I always want to say I want them on the sidewalks. If they can be on the sidewalks, stay on the sidewalks. You know, and walking as a family or close together always seems to be good. So we don't have a child running off towards the intersection or towards the side of the road or the curb. But I think most times our children, they're always with a buddy or someone when we see them walking, or walking with a friend to school, and they kind of use that buddy system to help them out, to be safe.
Dominic, I wanted to ask you because, and I know you probably don't have a whole lot of statistics, but anecdotally, do you see more and more instances of, vehicles going around school buses? Because I kind of wanted to shift gears. You know, we mentioned school zone safety, but, clearly school buses are now going to be part of the picture that they haven't been for 3 months. Are you seeing more instances of people just basically saying, heck with it, I'm going to go around school buses and get to where I need to go safely, as opposed to keeping the youngsters in mind?
You know, I think most people do fall in line with the school bus safety, when they're slowing down or stopping not to pass them. But occasionally we do have people that run around them and do not brake for them and do not yield for them. And that's always seems to be a problem. But I think it's not an everyday occurrence, but it does happen. And I know we try to enforce that. When we get complaints on it, we go to those areas or we'll watch those buses to make sure people aren't doing that.
Well, folks, when you're out there traveling and you're either meeting or following a bus and they stop, their lights are on, and that big red sign comes out from the driver's side saying stop, that means stop. And let the kids get off the bus and then cross the street safely. Now, I do know, too, if you mentioned enforcing that, Dominique, that, traffic violations in school zones and around buses, they're quite penal.
Yes, I mean that's a if you get penalized for speeding or doing anything in a school zone during those times, it is an enhanced penalty or enhanced fine through the city court, and no one wants to get a ticket for speeding in a school zone or anything like that. Nobody wants to get a citation, And I think the big thing is just slowing down, be more patient. You're going to get to where you're going regardless. Just give the kids and the public time to be safe.
Well, you mentioned patience, and, this time of the year, we've got parents and grandparents getting kids to and from school, and, Dominic, that leads to congestion aplenty at some of our schools.
Oh, boy.
That does.
It does.
You know, especially at the high school.
The middle school.
There's a lot of traffic on those roads for parents dropping off their kids or grandparents, but people just got to slow down. You got to be at work at 8 o'clock. You may have to get up earlier. We got to do what's right for the kids and the general safety of the community. And we sit down there. We do enforce those things. That's one of our duties, because we want our kids to be safe. We have kids here too, just like everybody else. So we appreciate when people get up a little bit earlier. And if they do get in congestion, they're just going to have to wait a little bit. But their time will come to drop off the kid in front of the school.
Is Emporia Police going to be doing anything specific here this week as far as different, especially enforcement around school zones here this week as we get back into that school flow?
I'm sure we'll be doing some enforcement, or at least being in those areas. I don't want to tell you everything we're going to do.
Sure.
Come on.
But no, our officers on the day shifts will be looking out for violations. It's one of those things, if you can show a presence, it usually curtails a lot of bad driving at those times, too, if they know our officers will be out there watching those things for violations that they can possibly be ticketed for. It usually deters some of that bad driving.
Good deal. Well, Dominic, are we missing anything that you wanted to bring up here today and just kind of plant the seed here as we get the school year rolling?
No, I think we've covered, yielding for the people in the crosswalks. and give buses space too. That's one thing I think some people forget. Just give them a little bit of extra space. You know, they're like a large truck. You know, we want to have those when those kids get off the bus or get onto the bus, or kids are crossing to that bus, give that bus like 10 feet behind it if you're behind that bus, just so those kids can get off safely. But no, and I think just slowing down and being patient. I think that's the biggest thing I really preach is you got to take extra time in the morning to get where you're going or after school's out. Just be prepared for that, you know. No different when it's snow and icy out. You're going to have to take extra time and be more vigilant. So that's what I really want the community to do is be patient and be vigilant of all the children around outside.
Yeah. Let's be safe out there. Dominic, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Dom.
Thank you, guys.
Have a good day. Yeah, that's Emporia Police Sergeant Dominic Vortherms talking about a little school safety on the roads. Back to school. You know, it will be happening Wednesday here at USD 253.
Yeah, and there's plenty of opportunities here for you to come across, you know, families and kids specifically that are headed to school.